You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Well, you know, it's actually time for the VFN Torch Top 3. It is awesome. That time.
Awesome.
So we're going to share that with you today. You know, the number one I want to share with you, number one segment highlight here today that we want to share is rescue those being led to death. Now, this was a fantastic segment, and it's so important because, you know, death is a serious thing. There's a finality to death, you know, once it's over.
The end and
it's
the
over.
Beginning.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's over in this life, at least. And it's the moment of wisdom is found in Proverbs 24, 11 through 12, but we talk about the danger that when we see dangerous believers, you know, we have eyes to see, you know, and to know that if people are heading in the wrong direction, if they're heading towards slaughter, if they're headed to a place that, you know, is going to destroy them.
Uh-huh.
We need to take an attitude to say, listen, they don't deserve to be slaughtered. They don't deserve to be destroyed. But as believers, we can step on in there and help to rescue those that are being destroyed.
Right.
You know, we don't want to take a cynical thing and say, well, they're just living a life of sin and that's what they're going to get. And just, I told you that was going to happen. No. We're supposed to have hearts of compassion.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, this is what the Lord told Rick Joyner. He comes up quite a bit. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Is that if you don't go rescue them, you'll fall to the same thing.
Mm. Wow.
Wow.
If you see your brother fallen and you don't make an effort to reach out to him, it doesn't mean he'll respond or anything, or your sister, but you'll end up falling to the same thing.
Yeah.
And you see, he is definitely a restorer, isn't he? I mean,
oh, he is.
Jim Baker and Todd Bentley and others that we don't even know about. Even, anyway, yes.
Yeah, tons of others. Yeah. And the thing about it is that, you know, will you tell them? Will you tell them? I think so many times you see sometimes with believers that we begin to prejudge people's repentance. It's like, oh, they're not going to listen.
Right.
Well, at least give them a chance. You don't know what they're going
right.
to do. You know, if you see a storm coming, you've been listening to VFN Radio and you've been hearing about this storm coming, don't keep that word and keep it to yourself. Share it.
Yeah.
Share that word with others. Warn them. And you know what? Turn them on to VFN Radio. Turn your friends, turn your families, and believe you me, we will share it with them. We're trying to help rescue.
That's what we're doing. We're partnering with you.
Yeah.
We're partnering with you to be able to encourage them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, days a week to encourage those that you are speaking into their lives.
But the second one I want to talk about is learning to live with the accuser. Oh, my goodness. This was a goodie. This was a goodie. Because, you know, the devil doesn't have any real power of his own. You know, he doesn't have any power. He doesn't have any authority except that which is stolen. And he comes to doubt and deceiver. He's just a trickster. And at the end of it.
Yeah, trickster is too nice of a word for him.
Yeah, I know. He's just evil. I mean, just evil. And what he loves to do is accuse others to you. He loves to accuse you to others. He loves to accuse God to you and you to God. And he's constantly sowing these things amongst believers, amongst the family, and he wants to destroy, you know, divide and conquer. And you know what? We can't fall to this. We can't fall. Once we know the nature of the devil, once we know that his attacks, the Bible says that we're not ignorant of his schemes. We're not ignorant of his plans, of his strategy. And it's all evil. It's all designed to divide you from the love of God, from the people of God that love you, and it's to bring total division and destruction. And we can wise up. We can wise up. And one of the ways we learn to live is just by knowing that, you know what? This is not of God. You know, Jesus said in this life you're going to have trouble, but he said, cheer up because I have overcome the world. And what the enemy meant for evil, God will turn for good. And so, you know, we don't want to come to a place where we learn to live with the accuser and accept what the lies he's telling us, but we learn to understand that everything that he does is rooted in deception. And he basically hates our guts and wants to divide us from the love of God and divide us from the people of God, the church of God. And it's just like, don't stand for that anymore in your life. You know, we cannot be ignorant and because we'll be totally destroyed if, you know, if we continue to close our eyes and believe, you know, it's not going to happen.
Well, that's his J-O-B.
Yeah, that's his J-O-B.
His J-O-B is to accuse.
Yep, accuse and divide.
He works his job description well, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Refuse to believe those accusations and refuse to believe those lies that he plants, in your heart against someone else. I like to say, you know what? Error on the side of love. You know, no matter what lie, the enemy, just error on the side of choose to love and not to believe those lies. The third one I want to
talk about. Which is actually, when you think about it, I remember, you know, watching that movie that Gibson made of Jesus, and Jesus is laying in the garden, and he's just, all these lies are just being thrown at him while he's holding in and saying, you know, I'm just going to believe God, even though all this stuff is being said. Mm. And that's the testing. That's the testing time for, I mean, that's where our faith is proven. Are we going to believe the lies? You know, the father of lies, or are we going to believe the father of truth?
Sure.
I mean, everybody's going to face that. Sad to say, so many, you know, of us tend sometimes to buy into it and believe it. And you have to unbelieve your way out of those things. You got to say, that's not true. I'm going to speak the opposite of that over that particular situation or that person. Yeah. That's good, man. Very good.
Yeah. Well, the top three of the three, number three, is I want to share is reformat your hard drive. Reformat your hard drive. And this was basically one that was really, really good. I always say that about all of them because they're excellent. But, you know, in this segment, we call the church to step out of the crowd and go against the grain. Step out of the crowd and go against the grain.
Right.
C.S. Lewis said, to be right with God has often meant to be in trouble with men.
Yeah.
Can you say amen to that?
Oh, my goodness. Isn't that sad?
It's sad.
But true.
But definitely true.
I think it has to do with God really wanting to see how loyal we are to him.
Yeah.
Because, you know, love is, it comes at some point in time that you want to see, is he our only desire?
Yeah. How deep is your love? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, love is tested. Love is tested. And it's time for the church to get back to dying for Christ. You know, it's time for the cause of Christ. You know, it's time to say, hey, you know, are you going to conform any longer to the pattern of this world, or are we going to be, you know, nonconformists? You know, the church is not a subculture; it's a counterculture, and we got to begin to be transformed by what we think and the things that we do by God's word and God's word alone. And one of the greatest ways that you can reformat your heart, you know, your heart drive, and it's a play on words because, you know, we talk about reformatting a hard drive, which is what stores everything on your computer, right? And one of the ways you reformat your hard drive is by crying out to God in humility, dumping all the old junk and stuff and say, you know what, God, I'm going to start all over with you, you know, and I'm just going to dump any kind of religion, any things of men, and I'm going to start strictly with the word of God and what you have to say. And you can do that by abiding.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, we talk about having an abiding relationship. You can get a simple plan at iabide.org, but spending time with the Lord is going to help you to reformat that heart drive and put on the right things, the pure things of God, the things that God wants you to have in your heart, because it's out of the overflow of the heart that we speak and that we live and, you know, that we have our being. So those were the top three today. I want to encourage you to, you know, look at these highlights, pass them to your friends. You can always access the Torch by going to VFNTV.com and selecting Torch. But those were the top three.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.